NASA has just selected another generation of astronauts to travel to new destinations in the solar system, and for the first time, half of them are women. Is the gender gap finally closing at NASA, particularly in some of those high-profile positions?
You know, Charlie, I think it's really exciting with the announcement of a class that has 50% women for the very first time. And I do believe that at NASA we are closing the gender gap, not just in those high-profile positions, although that is certainly true, but it's also beginning to close in some of our just regular employees who do the engineering and the science that support our space missions.
Seems to me the last numbers I saw were like 6,000 women out of 18,000 employees. Is that about right?
Correct.
Now, you certainly have been a pioneer. You're an aerospace engineer, and you actually taught some astronauts at one time. Now you have a new mission launched last year called NASA Girls. Tell me about that.
I do. It's my own brainchild, so I have just been really excited to be able to put it out to the public and see it grow from last year to this year. And NASA Girls is a program that allows young girls across the country, actually U.S. citizens anywhere across the world, to be able to connect with a mentor at one of the NASA centers. And the great thing about the program is we use virtual programs like Skype or Google Chat to connect the two. So it really doesn't matter if the young girl is in North Dakota or Montana areas where we don't have NASA centers, or in Texas where we do have a NASA center. And that's one of the great things about this program. And together for 5 weeks during the summer, they work through lessons that are geared towards science, technology, engineering, and math.
So it's an online mentoring program, and I'm guessing that it's coming up pretty soon. Is it too late to apply?
It is coming soon, and it is definitely not too late to apply. We're in our second year. We piloted last year, and it was very successful, and the response from the public was just fantastic. So we're repeating the program, but we're making it bigger, and applications are due July 2nd by midnight.
What are the qualifications?
Pretty minimal. The applicant has to be a U.S. citizen and has to have access to the Internet. Now, that could be through their home computer, or it could be at school or even the public library. And they have to be willing and interested to learn about science.
Is there an age?
So the students have to be in grades 5 through 8. So it's a middle school targeted program. And that's the grade that they'll be in this coming fall. And the program runs from July 8th through August 11th, once per week for 1 hour.
There is something new about the NASA Girls program this year.
There is something new. So NASA Girls started a brother program called NASA Boys. And it is the same program, same content, because certainly the content doesn't depend on gender. But the addition is that young boys out there in the same grades have the opportunity to also have a mentor while virtually connected.
Now, does this in any way diminish your original mission, which was to single out and engage middle school girls?
You know, and I thought long and hard about that before we created the boys program. And I don't think it does diminish. Now, NASA Girls, we started because we know about the gender gap and how it is still existing in these technical fields of science and technology and engineering. But there's also another problem, and the White House had issued an Educate to Innovate program recently that targeted the same problem, and that is our students in general in the U.S., when compared to students of other countries, are faring more in the lower to middle of the pack when it comes to science and math and interest and how well they do in those subjects than other students in other countries. And so to stay towards the top of the innovative and competitive aspect of the world, I think we have to really be sure that all students continue to be interested in math and science and continue to excel in those subjects from young ages forward. So that's where I think the boys program really makes an impact. And the great thing is we're not taking away any resources from the girls program. It's a new group of mentors. It's male mentors that we didn't have during the girls program. So it's a new set of resources, and there's nothing we're taking away from the girls program.
Now, I understand future astronauts will be attempting to land on asteroids. A trip to Mars is planned for 2030. Does that put your potential NASA girls and boys on the track for some of those adventures?
Ooh, I would like to think so. You know, I think they're really the generation that's likely to go to Mars. They say the person who will land there first has already been born today and is probably in elementary to middle school. So I think it definitely puts them on track to be able to do one of those missions. And I think it's really exciting that they could be able to do that.
Deadline to apply is July 2nd. Google NASA Girls for more information, and you can find more on this story at our own website at www.ideastations.org/Science Matters. For Science Matters, I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.